Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 18, John 18. John 18. Before I begin, again, I want to say that I pray God have mercy on us today. I stand as a frail creature, speaking to frail creatures, but many of whom I'm convinced that Almighty God is everlastingly loved and gave the Lord Jesus Christ for, laid down His life, died for His people. This morning I want us to take up where we left off. Last time we looked at verse 1, chapter 18, when Jesus had spoken these words, that is the high priestly prayer. He went forth with His disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into the which He entered and His disciples. And the Scripture says, and I'll be looking at verses 2 to 9 this morning, and Judas also, which betrayed Him, knew the place. For Jesus oft times resorted thither with His disciples. Now, there's many things in this particular book, the book of John, that's not recorded. Other things, other events took place. I want you to turn with me. Hold your place here, but turn to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26. We're going to be looking at the Lord's betrayal by one of His apostles, a man named Judas Iscariot. Now, a few moments ago, I made this statement. We can hear the truth. We can hear the truth. And unless the Lord blesses it to our heart, it means nothing. It means nothing. Matthew 26, verse 14 to 16. The Scripture says, "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver." Now listen to this. "And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him." That was his heart. That was his desire. He was looking for a chance. I'm going to find me an opportunity. When the time's right, I'm going to betray him. Not very long after that, after he had covenanted with the chief priest, the Scripture says in Matthew, same book, just not very long after this. Now just think about what we just read. "What will you give me? And I'll turn him over to you. 30 pieces of silver." Good. And he started looking for an opportunity to betray him. Matthew 26, verse 20. Just not long. I don't know how long. Not long. What do you think was going through Judas's mind? I'll find the right time. I'm just looking. I'll bide my time. "Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Now at that point, you would think that all of a sudden, just Judas would just get inside, just hot. And they were, and he said, "Verily I say that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" Now I feel, and if I'm just thinking, this is just my thought. I think that Judas, he's going to say something in just a few minutes. All of the 11, the Scripture says, and very possibly, maybe Judas did feel exceedingly sorrowful. But according to the wording that we're about to read, Judas didn't say anything yet. Verse 22, they were exceeding sorrowful, began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said, "He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me." Now listen to these words. "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." Now let me tell you what the Lord just said. When he said, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe," God's woe, woe unto you. This is what he's saying. The man that betrays me, the Lord knew. He knew the end from the beginning. He knew that Judas would kill himself, hang himself. He knew that he would go to his place. You think the Lord knew that? You think the Lord knew what was going to happen to Judas? That he was going to go to his place. He was going to go to hell. And the Lord said this, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed." The man that betrays the Lord, resists the Lord, denies the Lord, he said, "You're going to hell. You're going to hell. Woe unto that man. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." You'd be a whole lot better off if you'd have never been born. Now listen to this. "Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said." I read those words again this morning and I thought, how dead truly is a man? I talk about that. That a man is dead spiritually. How hard, how cold, how indifferent. Judas was looking for an opportunity, and the Lord said, he heard these words, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written, but woe unto that man by whom he's betrayed." Been better that man not been born. Judas heard the Lord say, "The man that betrays me, woe unto him." Back in John, knowing that, John 18:2, "And Judas also, which betrayed him," he had already betrayed him, already sold him out, already covenanted, already had the money. He knew the place, or if he didn't have the money, it was coming. He knew the place for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Here was the Lord who placed himself exactly where he knew he must be. Judas knew where he was. He knew the place. They'd gone there often. And the Lord went to that place for this purpose, to place himself into the hands of those that would betray him, take him, turn him over. Here was perfect obedience to his Father's will. John 9:4, "I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day." John 6:39, "This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. This is the Father's will, that of all that He's elected, all He's given me, you just can't get around it. He's got a people. And this is God's will. This is Father's will. Of all that He's given me, I'm not going to lose any of them. I'm going to have them all. And verse 3 back in John 18 says, "And Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons." Here again, look at the utter depravity of the old man. Here's Judas. It says he came with a band of men, a band, between 400 and 500 soldiers. And he's got the dignitaries all with him, and they're there with lanterns, and they've got torches and weapons. Judas had watched the Lord for 3+ years. Saw the miracles. He gave sight to the blind, raised the dead, took 5 loaves and 3 fish and 2. And he fed 5,000 men plus the women and children. And he watched that. He watched the Lord perform miracles. He spoke and it was. And now he's coming and he's got a 400 or 500 soldiers with him, and all the whoever's of the community, those that thought that they were something. And you'd still think, surely there's something that would cause him to have some kind of feeling. 30 pieces of silver? Sell his soul out for 30 pieces of silver. Man's so proud, he's so arrogant, he's just... This man is a dead sinner. He's a dead, lost sinner. And he heard the gospel preached from the prophet of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, unless Almighty God blesses this word today, it's just going to be words. Judas heard the Lord preach. Judas heard the Lord preach. Verse 4 to 6, "Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus saith unto them, I am." He is in italics there. I am. "And Judas also, which betrayed him," listen to this, stood with them. "As soon then as he had said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground." Here is omniscience himself, who knows. He knows. Peter said unto the Lord, "Lord, you know all things. You know I love you." Here's the Lord. And he asked him this question, "Whom seek ye?" Who do you want to crucify? Who do you want out of your life? That's a question that every one of us need to consider. Whom do I seek? Am I seeking this little g nobody? This little g God who is not God? There is no God beside me. That's what the Lord said. There's no God beside me. This little g God that's trying to do something, that's got to have a man's help. I've heard men say the only arms that he has, or only hands he has, only eyes he has is yours. That's horrible. That's horrible. Where was this little fickle hand right here, Mitch, when he made this world? Where was these eyes right here when he spoke? And it was. Whom seek ye? Here's what they said. We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. They didn't say we're looking for the Christ. Here's what they said. The fellow we're looking for is one that claims to be God. Jesus of Nazareth, that's who we want. And here the Lord, who knows all things, when He asked them, whom seek ye? He permitted them to verbalize their rebellion. Who do you want? I want the God that says that He'll help me if I'll let Him. I want the God that wants to save me, but can't unless I exercise my will. Let me tell you something. If Almighty God ever gives a man or woman a heart, this is what they're going to say. God be merciful to me, the sinner. I can of myself do nothing. Lord, unless you save me, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. Unless you, by your Holy Spirit, breathe upon me, blow upon your garden, the one you made, you chose. Lord, unless you have mercy on my soul, I'm going to die. And I'm going to be eternally separated from you. Whom seek ye? Jesus of Nazareth is who we're wanting. I'm going to tell you something. That answer is going to come up again one day. That answer is going to come up. The books are going to be opened. And the book is going to be open. And all who are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, written before the foundation of the world, are going to have their books of their works opened up, and they're going to be read. On this day, this is what you said. This is what you said right here. On this day, this is what you did. On this day, this was your attitude. On this day, this is what you thought. On this day, this is where it is. And they're going to be judged out of the books of their works. Whom seek ye? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Listen, Matthew 12:37, for by thy words shalt thou be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. If God Almighty gives a man a new heart, I'm going to tell you something. Out of the abundance of that new heart, his mouth's going to speak. And he's going to say, Lord, I don't have anything to glory in save you. I have no confidence in my flesh. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about what I've done. I don't want to talk about my will because I know what my will is. That's what you just said, Neil. If I love Him, why am I thus? Why this dull and lifeless frame? Surely can they be worse than me who never known His name? It can't be any worse than I am. Lord, You decide the doubtful case. Thou who art the blessed Son, shine upon Your work of grace, if it truly yet be gone. As soon as they said, Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord who didn't do what Adam did in the garden, hide Himself, when He said, ask them, who do you seek? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And He said, I am. I'm who you're looking for. Here's the true and faithful witness. And Judas, who heard those words, I am, stood with them. He stood with them. This is what every one of us will do unless the Lord gives us a new heart. We'll stand with them. I'll stand against God. Oh, let God be true. Let every man be a liar. Let me admit it. Lord, in my old wicked self, that old nature that still resides, that one that Paul spoke of, oh, wretched man that I am, I'm telling you, this is my thoughts. I'll not have him to rule over me. But that new nature, that new man, that's the one that cries out, Lord, I love you. You're my hope. You're my peace. You're my comfort. He stood with them. Moses asked the nation of Israel when he'd gone up on the mountain, came down, they had that golden calf, they were all dancing around it and everything. Who's on the Lord's side? Sons of Levi stood with Moses. Sons of Levi. Who's on the Lord's side? Sons of Levi stood there. And the scripture says that God went through and killed 3,000 men before he was appeased with an atonement. God's just. Number 16, Korah and his followers stood against Moses. And this is what they said. You take too much on yourself. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? God have mercy. Standing against the Lord, against God's servant, God's words, what they were standing is against God. Moses, you take way too much on yourself. Moses said, okay. He said, bring your censers tomorrow, and we'll let the Lord decide. And God Almighty opened up the earth, and it said, sent Korah and all of his band and his families, their families with them, and sent them alive to hell. Sent them all to hell. Just opened the earth up. Oh, what words of rebellion. Judas stood with them. Scripture says, immediately hearing, I am, they went backward. Not bowing. They fell backwards. And then the scripture says, after they fell to the ground. Now listen, they fell. All of them fell backward. That ought to have said something. He said, I am, and they all, 400 or 500 soldiers, and all those priests, and all of those everybody, and all just, they all of them fell backwards. And the scripture says, then in verse 7, then he asked them again. Whom seek ye? And they said the same thing. You would think, now they'll fall down and worship and bow. The heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful above all things. Who can know it? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. They said there was no lack of power in him. You think they had 400 or 500 soldiers. They couldn't have taken him. He could have spoken and legions of angels been there. He didn't. He gave himself over. This word, I am. He who spoke, and they fell backwards at the word, his word, I am. They fell backwards. Let me ask you this. When he says, in the day of judgment, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What do you think is going to happen? Oh, Lord, have mercy today. Today, the day of mercy, day of grace. If you hear His voice, this is His words. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Verse 7, they asked Him, He said, who seek ye? Jesus of Nazareth. How blind. Verses 8 and 9, in closing, Jesus answered, He said, I've told you that I am He. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, I have lost none. That wasn't a request. That was not a request. That was a command. I've told you that I'm he. If therefore you seek me, here's the command. You let these go their way. You leave them alone. You're looking for me, you leave these alone. He was soon to suffer for his own. And his disciples that he immediately spoke of, yes, but he's talking about all of his elect, all that the Father had given him. He was not going to be spared the suffering because he laid down his life, but they would be spared in him. The Father's will is going to be done. This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, this is the Father's will, that I should lose nothing. I'm going to raise it up again last day. I'm going to. Even now, those given to the Lord in electing grace, listen to this, I can tell you assuredly, all that the Father's given him is going to come to him. And you know how I'm going to know how they will be known? They will absolutely, by faith, cast themselves upon the mercy of God, and they will look to nothing in themselves, by themselves, accomplished by themselves. They'll have absolutely no confidence in the flesh. They will look to the Lord Jesus Christ and from the heart say, Lord, you redeem me. You saved me. You kept me. And I did nothing. Salvation is of grace through faith. That's how it's known, through faith. Faith didn't save us. Christ saves us. By the grace of God, we are what we are. Lord, bless these words. Lord, bless these words. Lord, bless these words. If he doesn't, they're just words. Bless him for Christ.